You've alleged that the NSA abuses go far beyond what people are even talking about right now. How far does it go, Russ?
Well, it goes very far, because initially what I saw was they were targeting news organizations, they were targeting U.S. companies that did international business, they were looking at financial institutions, but they were also going after the State Department and Secretary of State Colin Powell at the time, and they were going after high-ranking military generals, and that was just with my space capabilities that I saw. Now later, when I got together with colleagues and we started to put together the terrestrial side, that's the side that is being done with all those nodes all over the country with the fiber optics and that sort of thing, then we found out that it got much worse, because, and this was just the phone that we were looking at, but it was also being done at the email level, but that wasn't the information I was getting. The information I was seeing were phone numbers that were being plugged into a system that was going after people's phone numbers and associated numbers, and a lot of numbers I wasn't even sure, but they went after law firms and lawyers. They went after more generals. General Petraeus was one of the guys. It seemed like right about that three-star level was they were going after admirals and generals. They went after the Supreme Court, of which I held Judge Alito's paperwork in my hand, numbers associated with Judge Alito that someone had put into the system that NSA used to spy on Judge Alito.
And let's just break this down a little bit, because these are explosive allegations right now that I have not heard anyone talk about before, that there are actually orders that you personally saw in your hands to wiretap Judge Alito, high-ranking intelligence officers, David Petraeus, Barack Obama.
Wannabe Senator Barack Obama. At that time, he wasn't even a senator. He had won his primary in Illinois, and I think maybe the catalyst, and I'm not sure, was the fact that he had just done a big speech at the Democratic convention.